In the late 1720s, the aristocratic and powerful Dolfin family of Venice commissioned 10 huge paintings from Giovanni Battista Tiepolo for their family palace just off the Grand Canal. This scene shows the triumph of the Roman general Marius over the Numidians of North Africa.
He is on his chariot, pulled by great horses in front of him. Behind him are banners and reliefs and insignia of the Roman legions and presumably of the conquered Numidians. And on each side of this canvas, you see prisoners, you see people rejoicing, playing instruments, carrying vases and sculptures from the captured enemy. But the key focus of the painting is the solitary figure in chains in front of us, in the foreground, in a big red drapery. Jugurtha was the king of the Numidians. The incredible thing about this painting is that in many ways the loser, the defeated ruler of Numidia, comes out of the scene with great dignity and great honor. You see him as this towering image. Just to the left of Jugurtha, you see a face looking out to the viewer. In fact, the only figure in the painting that is directly interacting with us. And that is a self-portrait of Tiepolo. So you get the artist himself inserting his features in this grand, theatrical, operatic depiction of this Roman triumph.